The teaching company is now putting out DVDs in the same area, and we have Dr. Malcolm David Ecker, who's talking about Buddhism and referring to the Pali Sanskrit language, which was the language of Jesus, and the roots in Buddhism of early Christianity. Now, in the past couple of years, actually several years, about 10 years, I've been interested in these, and I went to the Zoroastrians and helped them put on a show, learning at the same time about the Zoroastrian way of thinking, which is in India and also in Persia. The experience has been fantastic for me, and I was able to link the ancient religions and the modern ones. I went to Buddhist, Tibetan Buddhist, the Thai Buddhist, and talked to the people who were Thais and got their point of view. It's very interesting how people think about their own religion and seem to tie it into recent wars more than into ancient teaching. And then I got my Quonset hut, where I brought all of my old books and encyclopedias and my iconography, and or tie them into the ancients by checking around town and finding out who knows. The Tibetan version is very good and very old and very useful, because the people seem to know the ancient history as if it were present now. This is because the monks in the monasteries are trained in the old way, and although they developed several schools of Buddhism, you can learn them all. You don't have to stick to one. In fact, in the Far East, they can be both a Christian and a Buddhist. Jesus himself, in the Lost Years of Jesus, which book is now available, talked about why he was doing what he was doing and how it related to the Persian version. This is a time when everything can be brought together, and with the help of Malcolm Ecker, we can watch the threads as they go from one language to another, one burial system to another, and point us in the direction of working together instead of against one another.